Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I'm so excited to announce that we have once again none other than Elder Benny Gaskin II, who's going to be delivering God's word on tonight. So as you always know, I always let the listening audience know, and especially for the new listeners on tonight for the first time, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he get ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. I'm asking if you all get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because we are now going to proceed further, and I'm asking Elder Gaskin if you would lead us in prayer, Elder Gaskin, and following his prayer, I'm going to come back with a few announcements, and we're going to go forward from there. I'll turn it over now to Elder Benny Gaskin II to lead us in prayer.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Let us go before the Lord and before his throne of grace in prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for you being an awesome God. God, thank you for redeeming us from the hands of the enemy. God, thank you for you sending down your son to the cross and him dying for our sins and rising, God, to give us all power and all glory. God, we just thank you for yet another opportunity to bless your name, God. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for Minister James Brown, God, he is doing in the kingdom of God. We thank you for every soul, every individual that's listening, God. And God, we just pray that a true word goes forth, God, that will heal, deliver, and set free, God. God, we thank you for this day that you have made, God. We've been rejoicing in it all day long, God, and we're going to continue to rejoice in it, God. God, we thank you for brand new mercies, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for salvation, and we thank you for deliverance, God. God, have your way through us and with us, God, that you would get all the honor, glory, and praise, because it is due unto you, God, and we'll be so careful, God, to bless your holy and righteous name till you come again, Lord. And in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Gaskin, for offering up that
awesome word
of prayer on tonight. We give God glory and honor and praise for you being our guest on tonight to deliver another word from the Lord. We know that it is marvelous in our eyes, and we know this is of the Lord's doing, and that he is going to be truly glorified through it. So right now, before we bring on Elder Gaskin to deliver God's word, and as I said before, I want you all to make sure that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready, because he always gives us a lot of scriptures, and I love how he delivers God's word and back it up with the scriptures, not only him, but everyone that comes forth over this worldwide platform. So we give God glory and honor for that, too. We do have another scripture proof of thought for tonight, and it comes to us saying, why do mankind love the world more than God? For every listener, the scripture proof of thought on tonight: why do mankind love the world more than God? Well, if you read God's word, he already tells us in his word, but it's something for each one of us to think about. That's the spiritual food for thought on tonight. And I pray that you have your papers and pens ready so you can take down these important announcements. You want to tune in on Thursday, June the 17th. I have an awesome young man of God. He is a blind guy. I met him through the TV show American Idol. A lot of you all may have seen or heard about the TV show American Idol. I saw him on American Idol, and he is physically blind in both eyes, but thank God he spiritually he can see. But he has had two kidney transplants. He and his wife, Christina, travels around the world spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through music, sharing his testimonies, and delivering God's word. So he and his wife, Brother Scott McIntyre of Scott McIntyre Ministries, he and his wife Christina are my special guests for Thursday night, June 17th. Please mark your calendars so that you can tune in and be blessed by them. They are so excited about coming forth over this worldwide platform, and I'm excited to have them as my special guests. So as you all know, that for those of you that are faithful listeners, Elder Benny Gaskin, our guest for tonight from Atlanta, Georgia, has been elevated to elder. He is a minister of music, but he has now been ordained as an elder, delivering the word of God and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for him, what God is doing in his life, and we thank God that he's our guest on tonight. And not only tonight, but he's our guest every second Thursday night. Please mark your calendars for every second Thursday night to dial in or come over to the worldwide platform so you can hear another word from this awesome young man of God who's going to deliver God's word on tonight. So those are my – oh, we also want to say – we want to say a special prayer for the mother of our – one of the mothers of our church, Mother Woods, made her heavenly transition. We want to lift up her family. They had her viewing today at the Swanson Funeral Home on East Grand Boulevard, and the homegoing service is going to be tomorrow at the same home of – Swanson Funeral Home on East Grand Boulevard, 804 East Grand Boulevard on the east side of Detroit. We want to continue to lift up Mother Woods' entire family. She had one daughter, Mary Davis, and she had 12 sons. for Mother Davis. She would have been 95 years old this coming July. But we thank God for her spirit and her memory. She was a precious jewel. But we thank God for her life and her spirit. But we want to continue to lift up that family and keep them in prayer. And also we want to lift up Brother Buchanan, Clifton Buchanan, one of my old neighbors. He has been just put in hospice. But we know that even though people have been put in hospice, God still have the last word. No matter what it looks like, God can turn things around. So we want to continue to lift up Brother Clifton Buchanan and his wife, Loretta Buchanan, and the entire Buchanan family. Their youngest daughter, Tracy, is married to my youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown. So they've been married almost 33 years. So we want to keep that family lifted up in prayer also. Not only them, but all families that are in our bereavement or dealing with sickness of any kind, mentally, spiritually, or financially, or whatever the case may be, we know that God is still in control and he has the last word. So those are the announcements that I have for tonight. We are now ready to go into this word, but I want to do this real short music break real quick and then we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than this awesome young man of God, Elder Benny Gaskin, the second from Atlanta, Georgia. Enjoy the music break, please, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to him. It don't want to work tonight, but that's all right. I tell you what, that's not going to stop anything. Elder Benny Gaskin, since the music don't want to pray right on tonight, we're going to go ahead and yield the mic to you. So, listeners, I pray and hope that you have your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready to follow along. Elder Gaskin, I now yield the mic to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Minister Brown, and God be with you. To everyone out in cyberspace, to God be the glory. It's yet another opportunity I come before you with just an awesome word from the Lord, and I just pray that this word will strengthen and encourage you. And the scripture that I'll be coming from will be 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verses. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, my God, and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, beloved, in these volatile and uncertain times, one thing is still certain and one thing is still constant. And you know what? That's God, because God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, Lord. So let us be reminded from Ecclesiastes, the first chapter and the 9th verse, that there is nothing new under the sun. So God has equipped his children, the saints, with contingency plans for any and every sinful issue. I don't care if it's famine. I don't care if it's disease. I don't care if it's pestilence. I don't care what the sinful issue may be. God has equipped his children throughout the word of God. He has equipped his children with contingency plans. Now listen, we all know what's been going on with the COVID-19 pandemic. And during these times of the COVID-19 pandemic, the government, the U.S. government, has implemented something called the PPP. And the PPP stands for the Paycheck Protection Plan. Now, this plan, it's a business loan program that was set up in 2020, and it was to provide economic relief for certain small businesses, certain self-employed workers, and nonprofit organizations, and it provided that support by continuing to pay their workers through this program. Well, guess what? As we've already encountered the shift due to the pandemic, we're already in a new normal. Amen. And as we move out of this season, God has already provided, guess what, like I said, a specific contingency plan that we're going to have a talk about tonight. But guess what? The PPP that I'm talking about is not for the Paycheck Protection Plan. The PPP I'm talking about is called the Post-Pandemic Plan. Look at your neighbor and say, Post-Pandemic Plan. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Well, as we delve into the Word of God, I want to go back to verse 14 of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And again, if my people, which are called by my name, the first point, shall humble themselves and pray. Saints, we've got to humble ourselves. Humility is a principle that it's created to build better relationships and to do more good. And in order to do the work of the Lord, you have got to have humility. There is no way you can do the work of the Lord and not humble yourself before him. You know what?
Amen.
In James, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse, the word says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall what? He's going to lift you up. So as mm-hmm. you humble yourself, as you bring yourself lowly, watch the Lord lift you up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
In James, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse, it reads, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So as you continue to be humble, he's going to give you grace. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse says the same thing, that likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. Again, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. But then listen to this, verse 6. Oh, my God. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. I'm a living witness of that. As I've just gone through my elevation into being ordained as an elder, I had to get to a point to truly seek God and truly humble myself, that he will exalt me, that he will lift me up in his time, not my time, not anybody else's time, but in God's time. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Lord. In Proverbs, the 3rd chapter and the 34th verse, surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace, again, he giveth grace to the lowly. So first key point, continue to be humble. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. But then we move on to the second point, pray. Yes, pray. Push until something happens. Just pray. Pray. Prayer has the power, guys, to move mountains and to break yokes that the enemy uses to keep us bound. And we know that if Jesus did this more than anything else, he stayed before the Lord in prayer for direction, for revelation, for his assignments. Amen? And guess what? He is our example. So if he did it, we got to do it. Amen? We have got to have a strong prayer life. The word of the Lord in Matthew, the 26th chapter and the 41st verse, it says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You know what? If we spend more time on our knees and in prayer, we won't have to deal with some of the temptations that we go through in life, some things that just are unnecessary. If we just stay on our knees just a little bit more and talk to the master, can I get a witness? Yes, God.
Amen.
James, the 5th
okay.
chapter and the 16th verse, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. There's healing when we pray, y'all. Listen,
yes,
the
yes.
effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, some of you may not know what effectual means. Effectual means just being effective, being successful at what you're doing. And the word fervent is just another way of saying passionate and intense. So guess what? Another way of saying that is the effective, passionate prayer of a righteous man availeth. Availeth just means it benefits much. It helps. It helps to pray. It helps to see God. And not to come just any old kind of way. Come passionately before the Lord and tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you for how you just blessed us, God. Cover us with your blood, God. God, reveal what you're going to reveal to us, God, in our lives, God. Keep us in your care, God. You have to pray intensely and with passion. And not only that, you have to believe that your prayer is going to go forth and be effective, that it's going to set out to do the purpose that it was done to do, just as the word of God. Amen? You know, with the word in Philippians 4 and 6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, not some things, y'all, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, the word supplication, it just means it's an action of asking for something, again, humbly, with humility. So as we go before God, we don't go any old kind of way. Come on, saints. We go with the action of asking, and we go with humility. We don't go cocky. We don't go like we know it all. We humble ourselves before God. We get our mind set in a state of humility to seek God and to ask him of things through prayer. And by asking him, saying, God, you know what, God, you know what my needs are. And I believe that you're going to supply every one of my needs. God, you know what my brother needs. You know my brother needs healing. You know my sister needs a financial breakthrough. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Watch him do it. Watch him do it. But we have to go before him humbly. Thank you, Lord. Mark, the 11th chapter and the 24th verse. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, whatever you desire, just picture a desire in your mind. Come on. When you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So you have to come with some mustard seed faith behind that thing, y'all. Hallelujah. You know what? In Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. There's that word again, supplication. In the Spirit, in the Holy Ghost, as the old saints would say, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Again, you come in with vigor. You come in with enthusiasm. You come in with intensity. You're coming with passion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 34 and 17. Say, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivered them out of what? One of their troubles. No. Three of their troubles. No. Seven of their troubles. No. He's going to deliver them out of all their troubles. So whatever troubles you're doing, take it to the Lord in prayer. Come on. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says, pray without ceasing. Now, you know, when I was a little boy, I used to read that scripture. And I'm like, Lord, how are you going to pray? How are you going to pray all the time? I couldn't wrap my mind around it. But as the old folks say, hey, you got to live a while. And I grew older and I grew more mature in the Lord, I find myself now, I get up in the morning and I get up out of my bed. Thank you, Lord, for yet another day. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to wake up this morning, God, in my right mind, God. Thank you for that I have good health, God. Thank you for the activity of my limbs, God. As I go to the bathroom and I prepare myself in the bathroom, God, thank you for blessing me, God. Thank you for covering my family, God. As I'm in the kitchen and I'm in there scrambling some cheese eggs and cooking some bacon, God, I thank you for the food on the table, God. And as I'm putting on my clothes, God, thank you for the clothes that are on my back, Lord. God, and as I'm walking to my vehicle, God, cover my vehicle, God. as I go out on the highways, God. Let there be no accidents or incidents, God. Protect me and my vehicle, God. And not only that, God, protect all the other people on the highways and byways, God, that they will make their destinations safely, God. And I just found myself just praying, when something comes up and someone says, well, you know, if you could just pray for me at this time, my brother, ladies, now is the acceptable time. Come on, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Don't put that thing off for tomorrow or for later, because you might not make it to tomorrow or later. Do it Do it now. Don't wait. Yeah. Come on, and do it with vigor and enthusiasm. Hallelujah. Y'all got me. This word's got me standing up. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to pray. We have got to have a prayer life. You cannot be a child of the Most High God and don't have a prayer life. A prayer life means you're communing with God. How can you say he's your father, that he's your provider, and you never talk to him? How can you say he's your healer, and you never reach out to him? How you say that you seek him in everything you do, and you don't discuss things with him? You don't even discuss your next move, what your plans are, how you're going to do certain things, how you're going to handle certain situations. You don't even take it before God in prayer. Out of order, like a broken down toilet. You're out of order. So it's time for us to get things back in order. Amen? Thank you, Lord. You know what? Point three from that scripture in 2 Chronicles, the 14th chapter. Seek his face. My God, we have to seek God's face. Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 33rd verse reads as thus, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right standing. We have to seek his right standing. And again, all these things shall be added unto you. So instead of us worrying about all those things, what we need to be doing is seeking God, seeking the kingdom of God, seeking his righteousness, seeking his face. Amen? Come on. Luke, the 11th chapter and the 9th verse. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. You got to knock, y'all. And it shall be open unto you. Psalm 34 and 10 reads, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So if you're having any lack in your life, come on. What you need to do, pray and seek the Lord. Seek the Lord when you have any lack in your life. If you're looking for love, if you're looking for joy, if you're looking for peace, if you you want peace of mind, if you're dealing with depression or any other issues that are not of God, seek his face. Come on. Lamentations, the 3rd chapter and the 25th verse. The Lord is good. I could just stop right there. My God, from Zion. He's good, y'all. Yeah. But I'm going to read more. But he's good. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God. Lord, I love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're good, God. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that what? Seeketh him. We have to seek the Lord, guys. We have to seek him. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 12th through the 14th verses. 12th verses reads, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray again. Prayer. There you go again. Pray. And pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Verse 13, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You know what? I ask for God's help and guidance. If I misplace my keys, okay, God, you know what, God, bring it back to my remembrance. Where did I put them? Where did I lay them down, God? If I'm trying to remember scripture, God, bring that scripture back to my remembrance. What is that scripture, God? What is that scripture? I ask him, I seek him in everything I do right now. But I want to read verse 14. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. But this is the part. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. He's going to redeem us, guys. He's going to redeem us. But again, we have to pray and we have to seek him. We have to seek his face. Psalm 119 and the second verse. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. So again, we have to humble ourselves. We have to pray. And then we have to seek his face. But the last thing we got to do, because when we do what we got to do, the 4 points we got to do, then I'm going to hit on the 3 points that God's going to do. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're right, man.
That fourth point, guys, is turn from their wicked ways. You know what? Another way of saying that is one word, repent.
Yeah.
We have to repent, guys. We have to repent. Now, there's a question I just want to ask the holy nation. I want to ask the saints. Now, when you turn from your wicked ways, two questions. Which way are you turning? Come on, somebody. Which way are you turning? And then the second question is, what type of turn are you doing? Are you doing a 160? A 180? Are you doing a 360? Because if you're doing a 360, you ended up right back where you started. So, again, ask yourself, which way are you turning? And then what type of turn are you doing? Are you doing a 180? Are you doing a 360? Listen, the word of the Lord reads as thus. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles, the 30th verse. The 30th chapter and the 9th verse. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, you got to turn to the Lord, turn from sin to the Lord. Because sin and the Lord ain't going to be in the same place, guys. They're going to be in totally different places. So we turn from our wicked ways, we turn from the sin, and we do what? We turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into the land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. So we got to turn to him. When we turn to him, he will not turn away from us. Amen? Amen. Another scripture I wish to call, Luke, the 5th chapter and the 32nd verse. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And it's important, even when we fall short, we have to repent of that thing. We can't allow time to come into that thing to allow us to create a larger and larger divide between us and God. We have to say, okay, God, I'm sorry, Lord. I repent of that wrongdoing. I repent if I mistreated my brother. I repent if I slackened to my sister. God, whatever I did, any ill feelings, any ill words that I said to someone, any harsh words, allow me to fix that thing, God. Now, and then allow me to fix it with you, God, and then fix it with them. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Yes. Another scripture I wish to come from is Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. Pull that one up. Amen. Yes, God. It's important as we're repenting, we have to know which way we're going, which way we're, what direction we're heading in. Amen.
Mm.
It's important that we have some guidance, and we got to seek the Lord because we can't do it on our own. The word says, "Lean not unto thine own understanding in all of thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Again, Matthew, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. And it says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. So again, it's important that we turn from our wicked ways, that we repent from our sin, that we repent from our wrongdoings, and we just turn. Do that 360. Don't do it 180 now. Do that 360 to God, my Lord. Come on. So we are, you know, listen, the 4 points that we need to do. So guess what? In that same scripture, these are the 3 key points that God's going to do for us. And God, we thank you. First thing he's going to do, it says, I will hear from heaven. So another way of putting that means God will speak. Why? Why is he going to speak? Because he hears you. He's going to speak to you because he hears your prayers. He hears your cries. He hears your supplications. He hears you. He's listening to you. Don't ever think God's not listening to you. He loves you. Why would he not listen to you? If you are a child of the Most High God, if you are in the kingdom of God, he hears you. Don't you ever doubt that God is not listening to you. We will hear from God. That's the first key point. Then he will forgive. It says God will forgive their sin. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness. Saints, listen. Oh, my God. If God is going to forgive us of our sins, and we're supposed to be ambassadors for the kingdom and of the kingdom, we have got to learn to forgive. We have got to learn to forgive. I've never seen so many people harboring hatred and ill feelings towards people because they have not forgiven. And it's important. I don't want anybody to miss out on heaven, to miss out on your promised land, because you have not forgiven. We're coming out of this pandemic. And God, my Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is telling me to make it right with somebody. I'm telling you, I don't know who that's for, but if you got a fault with your brother, something has gone wrong, make that thing right. Forgive them. Make it right with God, and then make it right with them. And God will, if he forgives our sins, then we're supposed to be, again, examples. We're supposed to be ambassadors for God. We have to forgive God. I know there are times people have hurt us so bad. I know we've been disappointed. We've been misused. We've been persecuted. We've been played. We've been talked about. As they used to say, we've been buked and scorned. But we have to forgive. We have to love and forgive, saints. We got to.
Amen.
We got to. If we want to make heaven our home, and if we want God to get the glory out of our lives, we have got to forgive. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
But this last point, thank you, Jesus, this last point, God will heal their land. He's going to heal their land. And you know what? As the vaccine has gone forth and healing is taking place, healing encompasses so many types of sickness, not just the physical sickness like sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and COVID-19 and cancer and AIDS, but how about dementia? How about schizophrenia? How about depression? How about gossiping?
Yeah.
How about racism? How about hatred? How about, I mean, the list goes on and on. He will heal the land. And you know what? Whatever God does, he doesn't do it half-copped. He doesn't do it haphazardly. He's complete. When Jesus did what he did on the cross, it was whole. It was complete. It was done. It was a wrap. It was finished. So we have to encompass the wholeness of the healing, that our minds be healed, that our bodies be healed, that our souls be healed, that, my Jesus, that our hearts be healed. This is to somebody who's had their heart broken and don't think they'll ever love again. Look, love is there because God is love. So guess what? Someone mistreated you. Someone broke your heart. God will restore you. I don't know who that's for. Thank you, Jesus. But he is a God. If he is your God, he will heal that heart, that broken heart. He will mend that broken heart. And he will heal it. Yes, sir. And then he's going to bring you your Boaz, or to the fellas, you know, he's going to bring that Sarah or whoever that God, like I said, for the fellas, he's going to bring you your rib. Hallelujah. It's on the way. But it's important to trust. We have to trust God. We have to trust God for our healing, that he's going to do it. But guess what? We have to do the things I mentioned earlier. We have to humble ourselves. He's not going to heal the land and we're mistreating each other. We got to humble ourselves. He's not going to do it if you don't spend no time talking to him. You don't spend no time in communion with him. He's not going to do it if we're not always seeking his face, y'all. We got to seek his face. We got to, and most importantly, too, we got to turn from our wicked ways. We cannot just continue to do sin and think it's all right. We're talking holiness 1 minute and cussing the next. We can't do it. We're running and jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues, and then when church service is over, we walk right by our sister and brother like they ain't even there. We can't do it. We can't do it. We got to, like the song say, get right with God and do it now. We got to do it now. Yeah, we got to do it now, saints. So, again, I encourage you, humble yourself, pray, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways. Then what? We're going to hear from heaven. Come on, God will speak because he hears you. And not only that, he's going to forgive our sins. There's no big sin. There's no little sin. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to hear that, because we have to be careful. We don't put values on sin. Sin is sin. I don't care if you out there whoremongering. I don't care if you out there gossiping. Sin is sin. There's no weight on sin. It's all sin. But guess what? He's going to wipe it all clean. Like it never happened. He's going to forgive it. And we have to learn to forgive each other. And most importantly, guys, he's going to heal the land. He's going to heal America of this systemic racism and discrimination. He's going to heal it. But guess what? We got to stay on our knees, guys. We got to stay on our knees. We got to continue to seek his face. Come on. He's going to do it. He's going to heal. Just like COVID, he can do the same for cancer. He can do the same for dementia. He can do the same for bipolar disorder. He can do the same for sugar diabetes. He can do the same for hypertension. He can do the same for whatever the ailment may be. Come on, somebody. He can do the same for hepatitis. Hallelujah. There's no disease that God can't heal. No disease. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God. So if my people... Come on, do I have any witnesses out there that we are his people? Because we are called by his name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Have your way with us, God. Do what you want to do, God. Continue to allow us to humble ourselves, God. Come on, God. Keep us on our knees, Lord Jesus. Come on, say it.
Yes.
Our Father, Lord Jesus,
awesome.
Which art in heaven, God. Come
yes.
on.
Yes.
Hallowed be thy name, God. God,
yes.
we want your kingdom to come. God,
yes.
we want your will to what? Be done
yes.
where? Where, Lord?
Yes.
On earth.
On earth.
Let your will be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven. God, give us what? Lord
this
Jesus,
day.
Give us this day, Lord. Because we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Our daily bread, Lord. Thank you for your word, God. And forgive
yes.
us not our trespasses, God, that we don't trespass again against others. Again, allow us to forgive each other. Come
yes.
on. And lead us what? Not into temptation. Come on. Because guess what? If we pray, huh, he's going to make sure if we're seeking his face, we ain't got time to be tempted. We ain't got time. Like, devil, that's the best you can do? Man, come on. Ah, lead us not into the, in all thy ways, God. We acknowledge you, God. God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for your anointing. God, we trust you that you're going to heal your land, the land, God.
Yes.
God, we trust it that you will forgive our sins, God. But, God, we know that there are things we need to do. So, God, allow us to do the work of the Lord with vigor and on fire. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for us to be on fire for you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, God. God, that you get the glory, God. Yes, God. So remember, saints, that's our PPP, our post-pandemic plan. Listen, when you coming out of this pandemic, we not coming hobbling. We ain't coming crawling. We coming running and jumping and giving God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, saints. And take the plan with you, the plan of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you, Elder Gaskin, on tonight. Thank you for this word that we needed to hear on tonight. Every last one of us needed to hear this word because I'm sure this word from the Lord through you by way of the Holy Spirit has touched us. I know it has touched me in many ways, more than one. So this was a much-needed word for such a time as this that we're living in these last and evil days. But we thank God that he's still in control and that
yes,
we
he is.
Have got to, we got to, like you said in the word, and the word of God said that we got to seek God, we got to seek him in prayer. We got to do it honestly and sincerely from our hearts because we thank God that he's not like man. He's searching our hearts. He knows who's for real and who's not. That's what I know about God.
That's right.
See? And he is a promise keeper. He cannot go back on his word. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change.
He can't do
He's
it.
He's going to keep his word. He is a promise keeper.
Yes, sir.
So we just thank God that he's already done what he said he's going to do. We thank God that we already have the victory through Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you that through Jesus Christ, we have the same authority and power in the earth today if we would just use it.
Same.
But that's a problem. We're not using it as Christians. We say we're Christians, but we are not truly using their power and authority that Jesus Christ has given to every believer.
Listen. We got to do the things that we instructed to do. We have to pray.
Amen.
We got to
that's
forgive
right.
each other.
That's
we got
right.
to.
Amen.
We can't.
Now,
we can't.
Jesus
too
prayed.
Much is
Jesus,
at stake.
The Son of God, if he prayed, if Jesus being the Son of God prayed, now you know if we're followers of Jesus Christ, we got to do the same thing.
We got to.
And I thank God that he has
to.
No respect to a person. Yes, yes. This is a powerful word on tonight, Elder Gaskin. So we just want to
yes, sir.
Lift you up in prayer that God is going to continue to elevate you. As long as you continue to stay faithful to God and continue to teach and preach and deliver his word like you have done on tonight, and we know that you're going to get more stronger and more powerful as he continues to grow you in his word and you become closer and nearer to him. There's no telling what God can do and what he's going to do through you. And not only you, but every faithful believer in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Every doer of God's word, not just hearers only, but the doers. That's what God is looking for, more doers of his word. And we thank God for you in delivering this word on tonight. Let us know that God wants to hear from us. We are his people. We are called by his name. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pastor. So he wants to hear from us. So we thank God for you delivering this word on tonight. And we know that it's gone out. And it's not. It has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do. Because even before the foundation, even before the foundation of the world, God knew and saw this day. And he knew he was going to be listening for this worldwide platform. So we know that God's word has not gone out for it. It's going to accomplish everything that he set out for to do for his glory in the name of Jesus. So we're going to get ready to close out in prayer. And I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, continue to lift each other up in prayer. Because there's a scripture, I think, that talks about somebody asked a question. There's a question raised, are we our brother's keeper? And I say, yes, we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. That's why we are to pray one knee for another. We are to encourage one another in God's word. We are to lift each other up in prayer, because the word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. Where there's much prayer, much power. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise on tonight. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Elder Benny Gaskin II and his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful to your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, that through him we are saved first and foremost, and that we can be forgiven of our sins, and that way we can move forward and complete our God assignment in the earth, that you will be glorified through each one of us individually and as a corporate body of believers in the name of Jesus. And the Father, we also come right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you are moved by your spirit. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that have bereaved all over the land. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. So touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your word on tonight has gone forth with power, that those that may have heard this word on tonight, that they're not saved, that they're still spiritually blind, after hearing this word on tonight, they will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions and ask Jesus Christ, your Son, to come into their hearts and save them, so they too will come to know their God's purpose in the earth. So now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your grace and mercy toward us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for your word. We know that your word is true. We thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you that you are the Most High God. You are the great I Am. You are our everything. Without you, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So have your way in us individually and then as a corporate body of believers as we continue to move forward in the earth, working and doing the assignment and the things that you have called for each one of us to do, that we give you glory, honor, and praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight, know this, that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So I'm asking our listeners, please don't forget, tune in this coming Saturday night. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night, and you want to be blessed by another word from the Lord from none other than the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, the Sunday School Superintendent, Deacon Edward Blakely, of the Morning Star Baptist Church, for Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve there as the musician. He will be bringing forth God's word on Saturday the 19th. But don't forget, Thursday night, June the 17th, you want to definitely tune in to hear from Brother Scott McIntyre and his wife Christina. This is the young blind guy that I met from American Idol, the TV show American Idol. He and his wife travels around the country delivering God's word in songs, sharing his testimony, because he had two kidney transplants, but God is still using him. Even though he's physically blind, he is spiritually able to see and to do what God has called for him to do. So he and his wife, Christina, are my special guests on next Thursday night. They are so excited about coming on this worldwide platform, and I'm excited about having them on as my special guests. So you want to tune in Thursday and be blessed by them. So until next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So we want to say unto all the listeners, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to stay prayerful, because if there was ever time we needed the Lord, we sure do need it now. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.